This is Family Heirloom by Ellis Moore as well, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated for general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Waxer / Boyle, and the tags include fluff, good luck charm, clone trooper culture. Summary. It's no wonder that most of the clones carry talismans of one sort or another. Luck is a funny thing, and soldiers, even ones bred in tubes and lacking any sort of religion, are superstitious by nature. So it's no wonder that most of the clones carry talismans of one sort or another. Some are physical, some manifest in the paint on their armor, others still are tattooed on skin so as to never be lost. Waxer's is a silver spoon. He keeps it in one of the pouches on his belt, and it's come in handy many a time. Once as a mirror to see around corners in a labyrinthine alley under heavy fire, twice to break the seal on a jammed power cell, routinely to reflect light and serve as a silent signal on recon. And then there's the soup, of course. Every time someone asks about it, he tells a different origin story. Wooly thinks he stole it from Admiral Block. Gregor's convinced it was a gift from Senator Organa. Chris, always one for hyperbole, tells people that Cham Syndulla scammed Waxer out of his best knife by convincing him the spoon was a priceless Twi'lek relic. It is rather ornate for a spoon, and the knife was lost on Ryloth. That couldn't be further from the truth. Boyle has no idea where he got it or why Waxer considers it lucky, but has benefited from the spoon's magic several times. He's also a fan of soup, so he doesn't ask questions. And that's a shame, really, because if he were to bother, Cody would tell him that the spoon is from the feast the locals threw for them on Korja 6. Moreover, it's the same spoon Boyle himself used to feed Waxer the last of a bowl of a local delicacy they'd been splitting for dessert. Some sort of pudding. It stained everyone's tongues an alarming shade of green. The whole battalion was drunk on victory in a punch that looked and smelled innocent enough, but packed quite the wallop, and the two of them were propped against one another at the table, using shoulders and torsos for ballasts against the inevitable slide to the ground. The sight delighted Cody enough to snag the spoon before it could be cleared away. They were already a thing, but it was clear to everyone but themselves that they were going to be a thing sooner rather than later, and mementos are important in times of war. He'd been the one to slip it into Waxer's pouch, though the general had helped a little by offering a distraction, wily as ever. It's dented now and carries the patina of dozens of worlds and hundreds of days. Every time it passes between them, the luck grows a little. By the time they win this war, it will be the most powerful artifact in the galaxy, strong enough to protect a planet, pretty enough to hang on the wall of a shared home, practical enough to feed a small Twi'lek girl soup when she's ailing.